You got a good thing going on there.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
We're pretty happy with it.
That's good.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ethan?
This is.
Hi, Ethan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day. Good problem, I guess.
Yeah.
I understand.
Could be worse.
Definitely. Yeah, it actually is a lot worse, not too far from here. About an hour north is burning down. Yeah, Southern California.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy. I don't know if you've seen it on the news, but it's one of the worst things I've seen. It looks like the devil has spawned.
Yeah, I have seen it on the news. You're much closer than I am, though. I'm currently watching about 4 inches of snowfall.
Beautiful. That's actually nice, you know? So if you think the snow's bad...
Preferable.
Yeah, it's a lot better than burning. it's hard to breathe outside. But I understand that you're having a brief conversation with my representative, Lulu. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how the placement works?
Maybe you should just give me the rundown, the full rundown.
All right. So it's a Google Places placement. So have you ever seen those three guys next to the map there? When you look up anything on Google, there's a map that pops up and then three top recommended options for your search.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement. So you won't have Google Ads or Google Guarantee where you're paying per lead or paying per click. And that's why these ones are really highly sought after. But the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we had a listing available that fall within the painting category. And upon, you know, doing our research into the area, we've seen that that's a service that you provide. And so we're just looking for one person to fill that opening that we have. Once we fill that position, we close out the category for this area. So we won't be able to work with any other painting contractors. Does that make sense?
I see. Okay.
Do you provide other services or is it just painting?
Well, for the most part, it is painting. I have someone that sometimes might agree to do something outside of that, but it's not regular by any means.
Gotcha. So for the most part, it's painting. Is it interior and exterior or strictly interior?
Strictly interior.
Okay. Do you do commercial and residential?
Yes.
Okay. And you're licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, you'd be a great candidate for this. Lulu sent me a link here. She was asking me to apply a new in business credit, even though you've been in business for 5 years. And then she said you don't have a website and is using Home Advisor by Angie's List currently to generate leads. Home Advisor by Angie's, which one is that? Okay, so you're working with a pay-per-lead service right now?
Yeah. It's like a contract, so a 12-month contract and then a specific range of leads per month.
Oh, okay, I looked these guys up. So they do, they actually do Google advertising. They have a Google ad running. Yeah, for your area too. Like if you look up painters in Bloomington, it says 10 best, and you're on, I see where she, okay. Yeah, you're on a list of like 10 painters for this area. So it looks like they put themselves on Google and then they sell you the leads that they get from their placement.
I think you're right, yeah.
Okay. And then I wonder if they sell those leads to multiple people or if it just goes to you. Do you have pretty good success with them, the leads?
Well, I actually just signed up yesterday. So.
Oh, okay. Too soon
before
to tell.
This, Yeah, before this, we've always just done word-of-mouth sort of things. We have a lot of connections here in Bloomington with the university, and so that's always played out very well with us.
Right.
For us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the university, they got new kids coming in. You got to repaint a dorm, you know. It's
right.
It keeps you pretty busy. Okay. So let me see what I could do with this new in business credit. I'm really confident if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, you'll love being on the first page of Google. I mean, we're basically just listing you independently. So you have your own Google business profile. They're able to see you as a top option, see your reviews. We let them call you directly without the lead fees or the click fees or the call fees. So
I think
that should save you some money there. And then, you know, because I know most pay-per-leads, it's pay-per-lead, right? They charge you even if you don't get the job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. I think the way they figure it up is they'll give you 8 to 10 leads a month, and it's up to you to take them or give, you know, give them back.
Oh, okay. So you have to dispute them sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, if you don't take them, you just don't take them. But you're still paying.
Yeah, see, that's kind of frustrating. So they still charge you for it even if you're like, hey, I'm not going to work out or even call that guy. Like, it's not something I do. What if they send you something unqualified or the phone number doesn't work? They still charge you?
I haven't run into that yet, honestly. I haven't run into anything. You're
okay.
The first lead I've gotten from them.
Okay. I was just reading this thing that I found here. If you look up FTC and Home Advisor, it looks like the parent company Home Advisor for Angie's has been under investigation for the people questioning the legitimacy of the leads that they're getting.
Really?
Yeah. You want me to send it to you? I literally just like, I was just looking up Home Advisor and Angie's to get an idea on how that worked, and it popped up right here on their feed or on the
Yeah, you definitely should send that.
Okay, here. Let me copy link. Yeah, I've been here a while. I do remember when they were called Service Magic. Now that I'm realizing Home Advisor owns Angie's and Home Advisor was Service Magic. But they look like they've been under investigation since 2014, it says on here.
Oh, wow.
Here you go. Which is interesting. I'm sorry to even, like, bring that up. You know, you just signed up for
No, you're good.
Okay. But maybe, I mean, usually you have like a rescission period too, though. Maybe you're able to get out of that.
I do. I do still have some time left on that. You might have just been a...
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I should be saying anything because we're a premier Google partner, so they record our conversations and they tell us, you know, don't bash another company to get somebody to sign up with Google. It's like if they want it, they want it. If not, then just move on, offer it to somebody else.
Right.
But yeah, so I don't know if that's even, I'll just stay off that subject, but I did send it over to you for your own, your own reference.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. So the first page placement on Google, right, will list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. You can hand select what you're found for. You also cover up to a 50-mile radius. And then Google verification that we do is advanced verification. And then once you're Google verified, you're Google verified forever, which, you know, it says 5 years in business, but there's no Google, like, business page. What have you been doing the last 5 years, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so I kind of touched on it earlier.
Just
a lot
psychology?
Of our business, yeah, it comes from word
okay.
of mouth.
Okay.
We're I'm in Bloomington, Indiana, IU, mm-hmm. Indiana University, and it's uh-huh. just it's pretty small, but it's populous. So
yeah,
there's a lot of turnover and a lot of work. Honestly.
Yeah.
So we haven't really needed to advertise. We haven't really needed to push for anything.
Yeah. Well, it's just helped from like a branding perspective, you know, like the companies that are up there now, Blue Sky Painting, Hayes Family Painting, you know, they're 7 years in business on there, 7 years in business on there. They got 55 reviews, 99 reviews, you know? So it's like, I don't know if the college is only going to be able to really write one review on your services. You know, it's not like each individual kid is. able to really write the review. So I don't know if we really would have built up that much over the last 5 years, but you know, it's 5 years of undocumented services that you've been providing that we could definitely use to add credibility or land maybe another contract agreement like that, grow the company, maybe hire some people.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good thing for people to be able to look you up and find you. I mean, there's no real negative to it because the only people that are finding you are people who are looking up the services you offer in the first place, right?
So it's, right.
It's just going to be a prospect.
Maybe it might help to also say, so I work with another company, and that's kind of my primary focus. The painting is really, you know, like I said, it's only a summer job. We go in, bust things out, and come back out. But it can't hurt to follow more leads and start, you know, legitimizing a little more.
Yeah. Somebody calls you with $1,000, $500, why not? You know, I got time.
Exactly.
I'll figure it out. It's not a bad thing.
Right.
So there's two ways, or two different packages that I could actually provide you. Here, let me actually show you. They're called a Pro and a Platinum. And it really just depends on what you want to do. But either way, if I apply this new in business credit, it's going to make it a lot more affordable for you. And I do want to get your foot in the door. So there's kind of an incentive there with you having that Home Advisor by Angie's program. I would love to get our foot in the door and kind of have you compare them side by side. So I'm willing to work with you on the pricing, and I could waive the setup fees too. But the packages, I just texted it to you, they're normally $499 and $599 month to month. It's kind of designed for a medium-sized business that's already doing well, not so much somebody who's like just getting started on everything. But the difference between the $499 and the $599 package is Facebook ads. That's literally the only difference. Both of them have like the website, the Google business profile, Bing, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, your Google Places placement. You know, it's really an A to Z branding campaign. You shouldn't need anything else. Or there's really nothing else we can upgrade you to later if you did want to add something else. But what I was thinking I could do is I could offer you the Pro at just $199. That's without the Facebook ads. And then if you wanted to do the Platinum with the Facebook ads, I could do it for $299 because they allot $100 directly into that ad. And so that would be the flat monthly rate. I waive all the setup fees on these packages too, so you won't have to worry about the $299 setup fee that's down there in the fine print. But the idea here would just be go month to month with you. And I don't know if you plan on keeping Home Advisor by Angie's, but if you are going to keep them, compare them side by side. If you're not going to keep it, then, you know, you have a solution where you're not going to lose any sleep. You know, people are still going to be able to find you, and you'll still be able to generate leads online, get your own website up and running, you know, and start that branding process.
Okay. That's awesome. So this is month to month. It's not a contract.
No. Yeah. Anybody that offers you a contract before you see it work, I wouldn't do it personally, just from my 12 years of experience. Month to month keeps us honest, and it keeps you honest too. You know, it's we have to make sure it's working for you in order for us to see you come back every month. And then also, you know, we want you to make sure that you're getting good reviews. You know, if you're getting like a 1-star rating and cussing people out, you know, we could say, hey, keep your money this month. We're going to go with a different company. So that's the best way to go about it. I'd be very leery about people requiring a contract and money up front for a contract before you've even had a chance to test it out and see if you even want to move that direction with your business. So, yeah.
That is good advice.
Yeah. Just for future note. Not that I think you would use anything else after this anyway, but, you know, just that's just good business practice. You know, month to month's always good. Try it out. Don't commit to anything. It's like getting married on the first date, you know? It's like, oh, man, you find out later she's a psychopath.
Exactly. I don't want to marry Angie just yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it really just depends, though, on, like, which package you think is best for you. I like, personally, Facebook, just because some businesses, in my experience, I found that they do really well on Facebook. Sometimes Facebook is more of a bread and butter situation for whatever reason. Just it's dependent on the community that they're in, and what they utilize most of the time to find what they're looking for. Oftentimes, if you're in a small town or a rural town, there's a lot of small town vibes. You know, these guys do use Facebook, and they try to keep things within the community rather than going through larger companies. And we've found that those people do utilize Facebook. So it's really up to you on which route you want to go. Either route that you select, I can assure you, is going to be a lot better than paying per lead just by having that first page placement on Google. It will definitely resolve any kind of middleman issues that people are having there or questioning the credibility of the leads, because you'd be getting live calls from people that are actually like on the phone already.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Definitely a game changer. Also on a note, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for people to market for the last 17 years. So that's really where your calls are going to come from. But we do like to try to have as many different directories. And a lot of these companies have pre-existing relationships with Google. But we try to kind of cast a net online, put you on as many things as we can that are accessible to us, like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. You know, we want to generate as many leads as we can at the end of the day, so that way you keep using the service. So the idea,
yeah,
too,
that's
is
awesome,
to not have 100 different bills floating around. You know, you don't want to have like a Yelp bill, a Yellow Pages bill, Thumbtack bill, and then you as a business owner just trying to keep track of like all this advertisement. We're able to be like a one-stop shop for you with these packages.
Right. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So which package do you think would work best for your company?
My guess is probably the Platinum package with the Facebook ads.
Okay. You want to start out with that one?
Just to have that extra bit.
Yeah, it does help a lot. Like you'll see in your tracking system, we have an account dashboard and app. And it'll tell you, like, the specific leads, like, this is a Facebook lead or a Yelp lead or this one called directly off Google. The ones that call directly off Google from their mobile device, it actually has recordings of those calls, so you can hear yourself talk to those people. But you'll get full transparency on what's coming from where.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So I have to get you Google verified, though. That's going to be the first step. Wish we would have done this one 5 years ago. That would really help if we had a bunch of five-star reviews we could throw up there with you right now. But Google has
right.
a three-step verification process. The first step is a postcard that they send to you in the mail. It has a little five-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where the business is. What's the street address that I could send that to?
So we don't have an office. Will that be an issue?
Not at all. No, a lot of the guys that I work with are in service-based industries like plumbing and HVAC, and they do business from home. We just hide their address.
Okay. Okay. So, well, the street address is 3001.
3001.
North Cougar Drive. Cougar, C-O-U-G-A-R.
I bet the kids have a field day with that one. Okay.
Right, yeah.
All right. 3001 North Cougar Drive.
And that is Spencer, Indiana.
Okay. How weird. I was getting Archibald and Pueblo West, so I'm wondering if I'm spelling something wrong. I'm finding Evansville. Are you right on the line for Evansville? No, because this one's saying 4712. Okay, let me see.
Probably without the north.
Cougar.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I added another.
Yeah, when you just put Cougar Drive, it does come up Spencer, and then it's 47460.
Perfect. That's my bad.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, I was like, Google Maps is usually really up to date with these pins. And they kind of have you look. If it's a residence, they tell you to hide it. Let me save it. Hold on. Okay. All right. And you do want this hidden, right? The address?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So your Google business profile will still say Spencer, Indiana, 47460. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that'll be all right.
Okay. And then you can only have one phone number as the primary line of contact for your customers to get in contact with you. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So 812-327-7364?
Yep.
Okay. Do you spell your first name just the same as the business name, like E-A-T-H-E-N?
Yes.
That's a unique spelling. I like that.
It is.
Okay. I bet people mess that up all the time.
Constantly, yeah.
Did you want to just use your first and last name as the business name?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
So or maybe, I don't know. I might have to talk to my business partner about this okay. before I make any decisions.
Oh, okay.
So is that something that I should do before we go any further?
Well, I mean, we could always change it. So the main thing is getting the placement. Once you have the placement, you can adjust your hours. You can change the name, things like that. So
okay.
That's not a problem. It's getting the PIN verification, getting the placement, getting that process going. And then if you guys decide, like, later today or tomorrow you want to switch it, you could always call me directly, and we have 24/7 customer service. We could get in there and swap it for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just start out with Ethan Biggs. And then I'll send you my direct number and extension right now. And then what's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Okay. So that one will be... E-M as in Mary, S-B-I-G-G-S.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Already a Gmail user. EMSBiggs@gmail.com with 2 G's.
Correct.
On Biggs, okay. All right. Okay. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 5 or 9 to 5, probably 9.
Okay, so 9 to 5. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed?
Well, so when you say open or closed, do you mean accepting calls for bids, or do
exactly.
you mean
yeah, there's
going
a little
out
green
on the
and
job.
Red icon on your Google business profile, and if it's red, then it kind of tells them closed, and usually they won't call.
Okay, but gotcha.
I
yeah.
just set
so
Saturday and Sunday
I'd
by
probably,
appointment only. That just kind of leaves it open for calls, and then you can, you know, tell them, hey, by normal hours or 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, schedule something within those parameters.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I like to get as many calls as you can, you know. Rarely is painting going to be like an emergency, but you never know. Okay. Submit. Okay. So I got the business profile created. Do you have a logo established yet?
I do not.
You do not? Okay. That's something we can help you with. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. This is in case you guys want to change the name. And then if you have any pictures for your website and for your Google business profile, maybe some before and after shots of some jobs you've done in the past, I highly recommend you send those in. You do want to be able to show people what you're capable of here.
Okay.
All right. So I send that email over to you. And then usually we want to do a client interview where we'll go over all the services you provide. So that way we're listing you properly on Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We want to make sure that we have all the services covered. We want to make sure we're covering the right service area. And then we also want to buy the domain name for your website and get started on that. So We want a general idea on how you want that to look, so we can start on the initial draft of it. So usually these interviews, they take about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in order to complete it, though. What would be the best time to do a client interview with you today?
Honestly, maybe around 2:30.
2:30? Okay, let me see.
Would that be okay?
Usually they want it like a full hour window. Like I could schedule it between 2 and 3 maybe and just ask them to kind of contact you closer to 2:30 if need be.
2 and 3 works, yeah.
Okay.
That should be fine.
It's pretty easy. Like they have set questions that they ask. I mean, we've been in business for 20 years, so we have, you know, we know exactly what we need to do in order to get the account set up and accurate. It's pretty simple. I just kind of walk you through it. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment. We'll also send a text message out. It's automated. It's 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes where you can't make that client interview, just let us know when you receive that notification, and then I could call you back and we'll reschedule it. Or you can always communicate via text, too, if you like that method. Sound like a younger
guy. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that?
Card. I can do that by card.
Okay. Now, right. Ethan, is this going to, I mean, obviously the business name and your name is the same, but does it say like Ethan Biggs and then it also says like Ethan Biggs? Is it like a business card? Does it have your name on it twice, or does it just is a regular account?
How do you mean?
So there's a business account usually where you could set it up, and like let's say you were Biggs Painting, right? So it would say Ethan Biggs, and then it would say Biggs Painting on it as well, like the business name. So that way you're documenting all your business expenses, because you could just write this off as a business expense, and you get it back when you do your taxes.
I see.
Yeah, so usually you document it that way. But the reason I'm asking is because I would put on your invoice that it's for Google advertising specifically with your name on it, and then you'll still be eligible for the write-off. But if it has a name on the card, then I want to make sure the invoice matches up with what's on the card. Does that make sense?
I see. Yeah, it is just my name.
Okay, so it's a personal. All right, and then is the billing address going to be the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
That one will be different.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
Okay, that one is 2542.
2542.
South Burberry Lane.
B-U-R-B-E-R-R-Y?
Correct.
Okay, Lane.
And that is Bloomington, Indiana.
Okay. And the zip code there?
47401.
Okay. Bloomington. Save. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All righty. Just one moment.
Okay.
I had to run out and grab my wallet.
Oh, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, so that number is 5143.
5143.
7724.
7724.
4324.
4324.
8084.
8084. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
June 2027.
June of 2027, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yes, 544.
544. Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your business today, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is added protection for you. It's going to outline the service agreement, that it's month to month and the discounted pricing structure. And if I say anything that you don't agree with or maybe you don't understand, just feel free to stop me. I could always make sure to like rephrase it. And I just want to make sure we're on the same page before I authorize a transaction with your business. That makes sense?
I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company as a Google partner, and also as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ethan Biggs.
And can you state your name and title within the company?
Ethan Biggs, owner.
Okay. See how it's interesting to have your name as the business name?
It is. It's very interesting.
It's like, this is odd. Okay, and then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ethan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so we already know what you're currently using. We're not telling you have to cancel those guys. That's at your own discretion. If you want to keep it or not, it's up to you. But moving forward, like after today, if you're going to add anything, just double check that you're not like duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you. I try to put you in a position with this platinum package to where you shouldn't need anything else online, honestly, but if you are considering it, just give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not spending money unnecessarily or duplicating anything.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 10th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. We've included the website at no additional cost, and then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but you'll keep this discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
All right. So I'm going to authorize your first month's payment. When this payment clears, you're immediately going to receive outline of the agreement in writing via text and email. They'll also send a Google verification form. You have to fill that out. And then they're also going to send a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. There is also going to be an email with a direct link to the app. As a customer, you get access to our app, so you'll be able to download that. And then, obviously, from your mobile device there, you'll be able to keep track of everything in the account dashboard. That's a really good feature. Makes your life easier.
It sounds like it.
If you got a bunch of customers coming in and it's just you and maybe you have one other person helping you, then that's going to be a lifesaver, honestly. Just to be able to keep track of everything. And then if maybe a customer's like, hey, you know, you remember a month ago we asked you to come out? And you're like, you know, you could go to the app and then it'll have everything documented in there, who they are, when they called you, what they were asking for. And then same thing when you're finished with jobs, which I'm going to 10 out of 10 recommend that you do this. You send them the text message link to your Google business profile asking about the experience and to leave a review. So they'll be able to just go ahead and put that star rating there and type in a little review. But you have to send it to the app. If they don't respond within 24 hours, the app will send a reminder message the following day. So it's good, really good tool.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Make your life a lot easier than hiring like a secretary or something, or maybe if you're missing stuff.
Definitely.
Okay. So let me know when these come through.
Looks like the charge went through.
Okay. All right. So these should come through automatically. It's automatically generated, like the service agreement, everything. Let me just triple check.
Yep, okay. I've got it here.
Okay, so it looks like that's the initial invoice one. So that will have everything documented. Even though our services are month to month, we still always send everything in writing. So that way you have it documented, everything we're doing for you for the price. So this will give you a full breakdown of all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. The other one is going to be your Google verification form. And this one's really important. I'm not going to downplay the subscription terms. Obviously, you still got to sign that one. It's important to have everything in writing. But the Google verification form, you only got to get Google verified once. But I would talk to your partner about what route you want to go with the business name before we submit the Google verification form, okay?
I think that's a good idea.
Great idea, yeah, because that form will actually go directly to Google. So it's a different ballgame for us is when we're putting it in and then we're telling Google and relaying the information, that form goes directly to them. So if they're not seeing that in their system when you submit it, they're going to say, who the heck is this?
Right,
why do I got,
right, right.
Why do I got
okay.
two names for this one address? You know, it'll mess with their system a little bit there. So take your time with it. Usually it takes a business owner about 2 to 3 days to get it back to us anyway. So, I mean, you know, if you end up getting it to us by Monday, you guys have the weekend to kind of decide, hey, you know, which way do we want to go with this business name? But I have the client interview scheduled. The client interview is scheduled for today. I got you locked in between 2 and 3 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time, and one of my representatives will contact you, and they'll just walk you through it. So they'll say, hey, we're calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview, and you know they'll just take it from there and walk you through step-by-step, go over your keywords, website, service area that we're targeting. And then once all this stuff's completed, you know, the first week and a half, you're dealing with a lot of just getting it up and running. But once it's all up and running, obviously you want to try to be responsive to these clients as best you can. I understand it's not a ton of people working there. It's a really small business. But, you know, try to be responsive to these guys. And then obviously your reviews, you know, definitely get good reviews because the only time we ever have to pull the plug on a business owner and take them off the first page is usually because he's getting bad reviews. So,
gotcha.
As long as everything's going smooth on that part. And also anybody that you work with, maybe that's going face to face, tell them, hey, you know, reputation's out there. You know, good reviews will have a really good effect, but negative reviews will have the same effect, just in the opposite direction. So,
right.
Yeah. Try to be mindful of that. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think they would have even had you on our radar as a qualified candidate if they were concerned about that. But just full disclosure, I'm supposed to say that.
No, I totally get it.
All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up. I did send over my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. So if you or your partner have any questions, comments, concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. We always say our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what they're paying for every month. So no questions or dumb questions. Just feel free to reach out if you guys have any questions or need help.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course. You're very welcome. I will be talking to you soon. From time to time, I'll check in just to see how things are going or if there's anything that we could do better to improve the campaign. But as of right now, you are good to go. Again, thank you for signing up and welcome aboard. And then look out for that phone call between 2 and 3 o'clock today. We'll circle back with you.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day, Ethan.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.